It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study the Word of God, and I'm glad that you've joined us. We're in the book of John, John chapter 9, and we're going to read today verse 21, and we're going to read from verse 21 down through the end of the chapter. We won't get near that far today, but I do want to read to the end of the chapter so that you can get the full picture of what's going on. John chapter 10, and we'll begin reading with verse 21. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. So glad that you've joined us today to study the Word of God. Now let's get right to it so that we can enjoy it and have as much time together over the Word as we possibly can. Beginning to read now, John chapter 9, verse 21. By what means he now sees, we know not, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they unto him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciples. We are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. For as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And the man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou hast altogether borne in sins. Doth thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these sayings, and said unto him, are ye blind also? Are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remains. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you for your precious word. I ask that you will guide and lead us as we study it today, that we may know your truth and not be an opinion, but be the truth, your word, and it'll apply to our hearts. Please that you'll come in power and strength, that you can guide and lead us now, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We sure enjoy studying the Word of God, and I'm glad that you've joined us today to do so. And as we look through these verses of Scripture, we found our way down to the very 23rd verse last time we were together. And it says, he is of age, ask him. We are talking about, if you've missed a few or this is the first time you've tuned in this time, we are talking about the man that Jesus healed, and that is from being blind and now he can see. We've been through several times, opportunities, testimonies that this blind man has given to not only his neighbors, but also to the Pharisees. They refused to listen. They have went to the parents, thinking, the Pharisees did, wanted to catch something here to be wrong so that they could take the power and the strength away, take the witness away, the opportunities that it was going to open up away from the Lord Jesus. Not so much away from this man that had been made to see, but they were trying to keep that away from the Lord Jesus. Well, this man confessed that he said, Jesus, his name was Jesus, this man's name was Jesus. He told me what to do, he applied clay to my eyes, he told me what to do, I did it, now I see. That was his testimony. And he said nothing more than what he knew and said nothing less than what he knew. He shared the truth. And we need to be so careful that we do the same thing. The parents, when it came to them, well, they said much the same thing. It says, we know that this is our son, and we know that he was born blind. There was two questions asked them. Number one, is he your son? Number two, if he is your son, was he born blind? And then, how then does he now see? There was kind of a dual question there. And so as it come out, then they said immediately, yes, this is our son. Yes, he was born blind. Now he can see. But any more than that, we don't know. The sad thing is, I believe they did know. I believe they could say, this man Jesus. I don't know anything about him, but this man Jesus, he has healed my son. That's all I know. Because you see, that's all the blind man knew. He just said, and as they tried to figure it out themselves, the Pharisees, and the blind man that was healed was listening. He had come to the acknowledgement and the knowledge that this man, Jesus, is a prophet. He must be. Because who else could do such a miracle? Well, the Pharisees weren't willing to give Jesus any credit. So they went to the parents, and the parents said, we do not know, or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He's of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. I believe the only reason that the parents didn't open up and say that Jesus did it, we don't understand anything more than that, that's all they had to say. But instead of giving God the glory and acknowledging that Jesus did it, they were afraid of the people. And we know, according to verse 22, as we read last time, these words spake the parents because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. They stayed completely away from speaking of the Lord Jesus. Oh, that's so sad. That was such a terrible decision that they made. Instead of confessing Jesus and coming to know him themselves, and they didn't have to say anything more than they knew, which was, all I know is this man Jesus did it. That's all we know. But they didn't do that. And too often, I think we're the same way. You see, we have more thought of what man will say, and we have more worry and fear of what man will say than what God's going to do. And boy, have we got that turned around. When we have a greater fear for man than we have for God. Boy, have we got that turned around. We must straighten it around. We must turn it to the glory of God and not to the glory of man. We must listen to God. Follow his truth. Don't worry about what man's going to do or say. Now, can we do that? Are we willing to do that? The fear of man bringeth a snare, Proverbs 29:25 tells us. So you see what happens when you begin to believe and fear man of what they're going to say? These parents did. This blind man that's been healed's parents, they feared what the Jews would say and do. And they knew what would happen. If they would do something so simple as just say, Jesus did it, that they would probably be thrown out of the synagogue. To be thrown out of the synagogue means to be excommunicated, to be set away from it completely. And to be excommunicated in this case meant not only from the church, from the as they would come to worship in the synagogue, but it also probably meant a separation from their parents, family, anyone that was living and that was around. Very possibly would mean that they would lose their job, because if it was a Jew, which probably was, that was the employer of this man and this family, he would fire him because of it, because they confessed Jesus. So see, the penalty was pretty great. The cost was pretty high. This blind man, he didn't have any problem with it, did he? Because, you see, he experienced the miracle of God. And when he was made to see, all he could do is share what he knew, and that was what Jesus had done for him. And that's all he'd say. That's all he knew. So you see, he didn't have to say anything more than that. He didn't have to come up with some fantastic story. He just had to say what he knew. Well, the parents, sad to say, today, many times, it's maybe someone that's younger that's standing for the Lord Jesus. And that older person, the elder of the family, should be the spiritual leader. Should be the one to guide and to lead us, to teach us the Word of God. Instead of that, many times it's the younger one that's closer to the truth. And the older has went by tradition and went by the ways of the world. It's so sad that we have very few old men and old women. We have very few. There are some, very few, that have stayed with the truth, have continued to proclaim the truth, and have not given up, quit, for whatever reason, denied and said, okay, I've done my work, now I'm going to retire, and retired down south someplace and disappeared from the face of the earth. God never intended on that. He wants you to work and to serve. Oh, physically, you can't do as much as you used to be able to. But my dear friend, we need your spiritual understanding. We need you to help, to guide, and to lead us, to build and grow this church. That's what you're for. Where are you? Please do not separate yourself from us for whatever reason. These parents were not very good examples, were they? Go ask him. He's old enough. That was their answer. They were afraid of what was going to take place. Well, as I shared last time we were together, I did not get saved in the church that I was attending. They did not preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. They spoke of Jesus. They spoke of the resurrection. They spoke of his death. They did all those things. But they neglected to tell us that faith in the Lord Jesus, in faith alone. In the church I was attending, they added works. You must have communion, because communion gives you forgiveness of sins. No, it doesn't. You must be baptized to be saved. No, you don't. There's many things in the Word of God that the Holy Spirit has taught me that I was taught falsely. They did not tell me that if I would come to the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive me of my sins, that he would be faithful to come and to save me. And the Holy Spirit would come to live within your heart. They failed to tell me that. But by another means, I heard the gospel. I was told how to be saved. And after listening to verse of Scripture after verse of Scripture, because you see, the power is in the Word of God. After listening to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit convicted my heart. I confessed my sin unto the Lord Jesus and asked Him to save me. I confessed with my mouth, but my dear friend, I believed in my heart. And that's the difference today. That's all the difference in the world. Yes, you may have it in your head, but how about your heart? Trust Him with your heart. Believe. Have faith in the Lord Jesus and be saved. And as I confess Jesus Christ as my Savior, it wasn't long that I began to question what doctrines were taught at the church I was attending. And me being so young in the faith and so foolish in some ways, I believed that as I shared the truth, the Word of God, with these people, that they would recognize they were wrong and immediately confess their sin and turn from their ways. But you see, in my youth, I didn't realize that they knew exactly what they were doing. They were just like these Pharisees. They had studied so much the doctrine of the church and the teaching that had evolved through the years. And they followed that much, much closer than they did the truth, the Word of God. Oh, yes, they use the Bible. And yes, they teach the Bible. But they don't show you Jesus Christ as Savior on each page as they should. To show you very clearly, well, I was saved. And after a period of time, I left that church. You know what happened to me? I received a letter of excommunication because I denied what they taught. Well, I wish these parents here would have done the same thing, but they didn't. But this blind man, even though he doesn't even know Jesus as his Savior at this point, he's getting closer. And you see what happens when the light comes in. What are you doing about the light that's coming in? Are you drawing closer to the Lord Jesus? Oh, it took me several months. It wasn't just one day that I heard the gospel, confessed my sin, and trusted in Jesus. It was months that I listened to the Word of God. I read the Word of God. And I found what I was being told to be the truth, not in my church, not the church I was attending, but these verses of Scripture that I had been shared with. That was the truth. It was the simple Word of God. And it brought me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This man, this blind man, the same thing is happening to him. And I praise God that the light was shown to me, that I may come to the light of the Lord Jesus and been saved. And I was. Been saved 25 years now. It's been such a wonderful walk to know the Lord Jesus and to walk after Him. These parents weren't willing to do that yet. They weren't willing to face an excommunication. Well, you see, it didn't bother me a bit. You see, I have fellowship with the Lord Jesus. I went to a church that preached the gospel, that taught me how to win others to Jesus, that taught me the need to study the Word of God. And now I've been here for 13 years. It's such a joy to teach the Word of God. But my friend, I left a church because they didn't. So when I tell you to leave a church because they don't preach the truth, I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've left it. Yes, I know what it feels like to be excommunicated because I've been excommunicated. And so was my family. Never gave it a thought. Never bothered me a bit. You know why? Because my eyes were on the Lord Jesus. I felt sad and I felt sorry for what they were continuing to be taught. The people I left, but I wasn't mad because they excommunicated me. I was hurt because they did not want the truth. Now what do you want? How about these parents? Ask Him. That was their last comment. Ask Him. You see, we're seeing this young man move forwards towards Jesus. But the parents stopped short because they did not want to pay the price of being named with Him. So they stopped short. Ask Him, He's of age. Verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind. Once again he comes in, said unto them, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Now stay with me here so that you don't miss this. He says, Give God the praise. This is the Pharisee speaking. What is this blind man doing? when he speaks of Jesus and acknowledges Jesus as being the one that healed him. You see, they don't recognize Jesus as the Messiah. They don't know him as their personal Savior. But they speak of God. How often through the past years have you listened to me say that if your preacher, and how many times do you, are you speaking to someone, talking to someone, they'll say, well, God has done this for me, and God has done that. But all you need to do is say, the Lord Jesus saved my soul. The Lord Jesus is my master. And all of a sudden, that conversation is over. That person you were visiting with is gone. You can say God has done this, and you can talk to him all day. Well, what's the difference? The name, power, and the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our Messiah. Yes, he's God, but not God the Father. You see, they use that word God kind of universally. It just kind of covers everything. And God can be, to most that speak the name of God, do not know. If you do not know Jesus the Son, you must come to know him as your Savior before you can know God the Father. So you see, when they speak of God, they don't even know who they're talking about. And probably you don't either. When you say, God's done this for me, and if you don't know, if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, you don't know who you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. They said the same thing. They had no idea what they were saying. Yes, they'd been so religiously taught. Give God the praise. We know that this man's a sinner. Why do they know he's a sinner? Because they believe he broke the Sabbath. That makes him a sinner. So now that this man's a sinner, he cannot be of God. Look what continues here. Verse 25. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind and now I see. Then they said to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? And he answered them, I have told you already, and yet ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? This man that was blind, now he can see. He's coming right to the old stabbing these Pharisees right in the heart. I hope I'm stabbing you right in the heart today. I hope I'm doing the same thing. They asked this man in again. And they said, deny him. That's what they want him to do. They want him to deny him that he is Jesus. But this man won't. He said, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you think. I know that I was blind and now I see. I know that. You have asked me. He has come before their court. The judges are before him. And he's down on that stand, and they're shooting questions at him all the time, trying constantly to get him to deny Jesus as their Savior. What happens when you stand up in your church? You probably don't even have an invitation to begin with, and if you don't, that's a shame, because it should be an opportunity at the close of a preaching service that a person can come down and either have prayer at the altar, and we just sing a sweet hymn, usually one that we know very well, that we can kind of sing it almost without the hymn book. But we sing it very organized. You come down. You can come down with tears. You can come down smiling. You can just come down and pray. You can come down and meet me. There's many, many things that take place. Sometimes people come down and pray for folks that are lost, that decided not to, that they won't come to Jesus. And so this brother or this sister or this husband or this wife or someone that loves them, that they just come and want to pray for them. Folks come down and say, I want to be saved. Folks come down and say, I want to follow in baptism because I've been saved. And only do you need to be baptized after you're saved, not before. Whatever the reason, it gives an opportunity. And if you don't have an invitation, don't have that time at the end to let what you've heard kind of soak in and touch your heart and let you respond to that. If that opportunity isn't there, it's a sad, sad case. You don't have to have it. It's just kind of a sweet, special time that you can have. But if your preacher doesn't preach the gospel and doesn't tell you how to be saved, doesn't call for you to come to Jesus as your Savior, doesn't call to you to confess your sin, if you don't hear those words, and if you never hear that Jesus is our Messiah, and He's come to seek and to save those that are lost, if you don't hear that, and if you don't hear and you're not told that you're a sinner, you're someplace you shouldn't be. And whatever the cost may be for you to leave, I ask that you do. That you come and you receive the truth. There's many places that teach the truth. Find them. I believe in the local church. I don't believe that you should drive miles and miles and miles. I don't believe in big churches that hold 1,000, 10,000 people. I believe in the local church. I believe in the body of small body of believers as you've come together in your community. So I want you to find a church that teaches the truth and preaches the truth. Well, what happened when this man had an answer for him? He says, "Will ye also be his disciples?" That was the question. What a question. What happened to him when he asked that question to them? He'd about had it. He was in the court. The judges just kept popping the questions to him. Same question. Basically, what they were asking him to do is deny Jesus. He wouldn't. He said, "Will you be his disciple?" And oh, they reviled him. Said, "Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fella, we know not from whence he is." The man answered and said unto him, "Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." If this man were not of God, you see how this blind man that's made to see is growing closer to Jesus. And I hope you're growing closer to Jesus today. I hope you're coming one step at a time. You're coming closer and closer to Jesus. Oh, it's just a one-time thing that when you come and confess Jesus as your Savior. But there sure is a growing kind of time coming to it many times. There was in my life. I had to listen slowly and slowly realize that the light that I was seeing was the truth and it was Jesus. And I hope you're seeing the same. They answered and said unto him, "Thou hast altogether been born in sin. Doth thou teach us?" And they cast him out. That could be very well what you're saying to me today. I have been to seminary. I have been to college. You can't tell me anything, Larry, that I don't already know. And what you're telling me, I don't know and I don't agree with. Well, that's your choice. The Pharisees said the same thing. The Pharisees said the same thing. But before we're finished today, I want to show you one thing. When he said, they answered and said, "Thou hast altogether been born of sin. Doth thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard they had cast him out. And when he found him, who found who? Jesus found him. He said to him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And he answered and said, "Who is he? Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with me." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?